Hey guys, it's Monday, which means we're in the podcast room and we're talking about life in the glass house. And maybe over the last 2 months, you've been hearing some things that have been beneficial to you, helpful for you about what it's like to grow up in a pastor's home. And on our final episode with Jessica here, she's got some really helpful advice for church members on how they can pray for PKs. And so, Jessica, what's this last one that you have for us?
PKs can find the peace that passes understanding, the peace that can only come from God. When, as we know, ministry can be a very unpredictable time in a pastor's life, and that then affects the children. And so, you know, the closed door conversations, the mom and dad leaving at 9 o'clock, the, you know, having to wait on dad to send that final email so we can leave and go do the fun thing we had planned. You know, a lot of it was, you felt like you didn't know what was going to happen. You know, you knew mom and dad were going to be okay. They looked fine. But, you know, what church member was going through something, they tried to really protect us from that. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, being the oldest of four girls, trying to shepherd my younger sisters in that and give them that peace and pass on that, you know, mom, and it's okay. You know, this is what God has called us to do, and to try my best to shield them from any resentment that they may face of why is dad going to that family instead of staying with us tonight, you know? And a lot of it is just that sacrifice that comes with ministry, and it's a beautiful calling, but it is a hard one.
Yeah.
And so I just reiterate again that the pastor's kids can find that peace and comfort that only God can give.
Yeah. So what I tell young guys going into the ministry, just to kind of prep them, is that pastoring in particular is not a 9-to-5. It is a lifestyle job. And there have been times where I've been called away from vacation.
Yes.
You know, and different things where you've got the day planned. Well, okay, it's family day, and then this happens. And that, when did you realize as a preacher kid that this is probably not normal? This is not the normal life here. When did that finally kind of sink in with you, do you think?
Probably when I started public school. I was homeschooled till 5th grade and realized that, I mean, number one, I was thankful that my dad was in my life.
Yeah.
That was something that was jarring, but that, you know, when my friend's dad, who was a police officer, said that he was off on Saturday, he was off on Saturday.
Right.
And they got to go camping. They got to go fishing. They got to go do Six Flags. And with my dad, you know, sometimes my dad would be off Saturdays, and sometimes he was very much not, and just seeing like, okay, like it's not the same for everybody.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's that old adage that preachers work one day a week. I think that has grown, you know, just over the last probably generation, 2 generations, I'm not sure. I think there's a lot more counseling that goes on in the pastor's home, and a lot more time being demanded, which, like you said, it's a beautiful calling and one that I wouldn't trade for anything. And I'm very thankful that my kids have gotten to grow up to see the beauty of the church. But I don't think church members... I don't think they should have any reason to think about it, that this type of life can create a bit of instability for the children. And so to be praying for the kids that they would have not, you don't want to pray that they don't ever have, they don't ever experience the bumps in the road. That's not ever going to happen. but that they would have the peace. That's so good. And that they would have trust in the Lord and in their parents as they are shepherding their lives there. That's so good. I threw this on you on the last podcast to be thinking about, and so you've had a total of 2 minutes to think about it, Jessica. But growing up PK, and now you and your husband, you know, you guys are creating your own family here. What kind of insights do you want to take as being a preacher's kid into being a wife and, you know, potentially a leader of a family one day? What do you want to bring into that?
Yes, so I actually have a 3-year-old, or almost 3-year-old, and an almost 1-year-old, and so I mean they've been our biggest blessings in our life. And what I have really had to be challenged with already is really being fully present with them, learning how to, you know, when it isn't that emergency state, like, you know, dividing. What are some healthy boundaries? As you said, there's going to be times where those have to be crossed because ministry trumps emergency trumps that, but learning how, like, when I'm home, you know, to truly be looking my children in the eye, to be interacting and playing with them, because yeah. that's not always guaranteed every day. Mm-hmm. And so just taking that time to truly just love on my babies as they're little and to also spend that time to teach them, you know, to listen to shows and movies that are Christ-centered and to be able to point that.
Have you found it? What's your trick? What's your secret? What advice can you give to other wives that are out there in the ministry about those boundaries? Because I find it hard to say no to whatever it is that someone's asking of me. And that can oftentimes take me away from the family when maybe that thing wasn't the emergency. It wasn't something I needed to say yes to. Yeah. So have you ever struggled with that? My wife helps me. She's like, no, you need to be home.
So
What do you think?
Yeah, it's a balance. You know, being kids ministry leader and on staff helping, you know, coming alongside my other staff members, it's a little bit of a different transition just because I do not bear the weight of pastor.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for that, you know. But I think just looking at my schedule, like, okay, we have so many weeknights together. How many of those have I actually been home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that just helps weigh it. And you know, that old analogy of, you know, you have a cylinder and you have rocks and you have ping pong balls and you have sparkles. You know, what are you going to put first in to be able to fill the rest, you know, to get the most in there? And so, you know, I want to make sure that I am placing those big things first with my, you know, my family, you know, my ministry and everything, and then adding everything else slowly.
What I've learned, and my wife helps me with that, like I said, like she will say, okay, it's been 2 months and we've sat down at the table 3 times. So, you know, so she helps me think very clearly about that. And I also think what I've discovered after being in the ministry for however many years it's been is that if you don't do the big things, the time with the family, the soul care that you need personally, you won't last long in you won't be effective in ministry. You know, I think I heard, who was it, Jack Graham say one time that he doesn't want to burn out and he doesn't want to burn up. He wants to burn on.
Yes.
But if we don't take care of those, you know, those priorities, then something's going to give.
Yes.
And it might be your family. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've probably both seen tragedies in a pastor's family life because there wasn't the time spent, the attention paid to the family as it needed to be.
Yeah.
And so, Jessica, thank you so much for being with us, this wisdom that you've given to us, and this last one particularly, praying for the peace of a PK's life, that they would have that peace and understand at an early age just exactly what this ministry life is all about. Blessings on you
thank
and your
you.
Family and your ministry as well. once again, I hope that you, as a church member, have gleaned this wisdom that Jessica has brought us and that you put it into practice for your particular pastor and his family. Until next time on the podcast.